mate.
Hiya, mate.
How are you doing?
This is a bit different, isn't it? We're in the middle of nowhere.
Well, not quite. No. Do you want to explain to everybody where we are, George, on this rogue episode?
We're currently sat in a stand at Stalybridge Celtic.
Put your teeth in, love. Sorry, you've been to Wetherspoon this morning. I know you have.
Yeah, I've been to Wetherspoon this morning.
For breakfast.
Anyway, that's where we are.
Right, we've got a special guest, ladies and gentlemen, on this rogue episode. We're at Stalybridge Celtic, as Jordan says, and we're here with a good old friend of mine from years ago that I can't remember. He'll tell you more about that in a bit. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Pelich. Hello, Mike.
Hiya, mate. How are you?
Hey.
Welcome.
Hiya, mate. Yeah.
Hiya.
I've always wanted to do that.
Have you? Yeah. Oh, should we try the hiya, mate? Let's see if this works. Right. You ready?
Yeah. Hiya, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Hey!
So, Mike, good to see you, mate. Thanks
good.
For having us.
Yep,
and before we go any further, I think Mike needs to tell us about... Mike, who are you? Tell us a bit about
Mike,
what you are.
Mike, and I am currently the videographer, it's a big word, for Stalybridge Celtic. I go to all the matches, home and away, video the games and edit them and put them on the YouTube channel.
And the thing that struck me is... How did you get into what you do? How did you get into it, like, I want to do that as my craft?
Well, 2 years ago, me and my son, we decided we wanted to start following a non-league team because we both support a Premier League team and tickets are so expensive and stuff. So we thought, I don't know, let's follow a non-league team. So I've lived in Hyde for about 12 years and my son was born in Stalybridge, so... Obviously, first of all, I said, let's pick Hyde United. My son said, no, let's pick Celtic. So I said, right, go on then, whatever. Yeah. So he picked Celtic, and right. We came to one game at the end of, I think, September last year. And as soon as we came to this first game, we were hooked. We came in, and it was so friendly. The football was proper grassroots football, kicking lumps out of each other and stuff. Yeah. And then at the end of the game, and we bought loads of merch as well, and at the end of the game, went in the bar, and all the players came in, and they all had photos took with the kids and stuff, and... That was it. Within a couple of weeks, we'd bought a season ticket.
Were you already a football fan yourself, yeah. Incidentally?
Yeah, yeah. But not of Celtic, but yeah, Premier League stuff.
And
yeah.
Who do you follow?
Liverpool.
Don't oh, right. And that's going to get a few boos, I would imagine, George. Liverpool?
I'm saying nothing.
Yeah, you've just lost a few subscribers now.
Yeah.
So what's the role regarding the YouTube stuff and the videoing of the matches, you said? Yeah. What's that all entail? How much work do you have to do that?
Quite a lot, I'd say. So what I started doing is, because I'm a foster carer and I've always had loads of kids, so I've always had cameras and taking pictures of all my kids that I've had and stuff, and I just came, brought my GoPro, videoed the game, and I put it on my YouTube channel. And then it started getting loads of people watching it and stuff because we didn't really have a cameraman here. Right. So then towards the end of last season, I was approached to say, would you like to... do it properly, you know, for Celtic. Yeah, jumped at the chance. So now, on match days, instead of being on the supporters' side of the fence, I'm on the pitch, interviewing the players, videoing the players, dressing rooms, and all sorts of stuff, and it's just absolutely amazing. Absolutely love it. Channel. So anyone wants to watch any of the videos, it's Stalybridge Celtic YouTube.
Yeah. And your face has been on Stalybridge Celtic YouTube briefly lately.
Yeah, yeah. I am just grateful for that opportunity. Thank you again.
Oh, you're welcome.
You said you're a foster carer. I'd like to take it away from like football for a minute. Mm-hmm. How did you come and enter that avenue?
So 1995, I met my missus.
Right.
We've been together 30 years, and she was already a foster carer, and I just sort of fell into it with her, really, and we've done it ever since.
Oh.
So we're coming up 30 years. Yeah,
have any of them actually got involved in with what you do around Stalybridge Celtic and stuff like that?
We had five kids come into our care 10 years ago.
Right.
And they weren't really into football, but they saw me watching football.
Yeah.
And they got into football. And now we've come into Stalybridge Celtic. They're all, a few of them are into Celtic as well. Three out of the five come and watch Celtic as well.
Oh.
And my grandkids as well, they come as well. So on a Saturday, there'll be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 of us.
So you've converted a few of them?
Oh, then. Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I must be honest, I don't know anything about football, absolutely nothing. But what I do remember about this place, John, is that just over... just beyond us, ladies and gentlemen, at the side of the pitch, there's a building that says Grays on it. And if my memory serves me correct, late 80s, early 90s, that was a nightclub, Grays nightclub.
I bet it had all the nightclub features and characteristics. I bet it had sticky floors and overpriced.
Mate, the best clubs have sticky floors. What are you on about?
I've never been in a nightclub, so I wouldn't know.
You were in Wetherspoons this morning at 9 a.m. having your breakfast and drinking.
No, I weren't.
Judd, what we need to tell you, though, is a very special day coming here, thanks to Mike, and we're looking at the football pitch we can see in front of us. But we were hoping you were going to come out. We're going to have a bit of a kick around and stick you in goal, mate. Are you up for it?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I'm up for it.
I've got a ball in the boot of my car.
Yes!
Oh, Jesus.
Hang on, I've got something really special that you might find useful.
Oh, no! That's good,
that's a good visual joke for radio, isn't it?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm holding up a red card.
Back to the questions.
Yes.
Yes. The concept of my podcast, right, most people think, where did he come up with that idea? What do you think of the concept and the whole idea of it?
I think it's good. Since getting back in touch with Kev, on his socials and stuff, he keeps advertising this podcast, so I thought, oh, I'll give it a listen, and yeah, it's interesting, it's funny. It's not long enough. You need to do a bit more. 20 minutes isn't long enough.
I tell you, we do a lot more, and we get edited down, don't we?
Yeah, it's actually an hour long, but Andrew chopped out all the crap.
He does.
And there's only 4 minutes left.
Yes.
What we do need to talk about, Mike, is how you and I know each other. Do you want to tell us about that?
Right, I'll tell you, because you can't remember. So years ago, I used to work in a cash and carry in Levenshulme, and on a Thursday night, we used to go to a pub called the Chapel House, or Little Chap, and I was in there one night, and you came down from upstairs, and you said, your drummer's not turned up, anyone play the drums? And I knew, a friend of mine was a friend of yours, so you come and asked us.
I thought you didn't remember playing the drums for him.
No, I do. He doesn't.
It's me that doesn't remember.
He must have had a few.
You said he didn't remember.
No, don't remember.
I remember. Right. So I said, oh, I'll do it. He said, why, can you play? I went, yeah, I can play a bit. We went upstairs, played for an hour or so, because the drummer didn't turn up, and that was it.
Right.
But I remember it, but Kev doesn't.
Oh, right.
So I was really bad.
I was under the impression that you didn't remember. No,
it was me remember. Oh, right. I didn't remember, but it was the 90s. What can I say?
Yeah, a lot went on in that pub.
That was the Big Chapel House, and that was Wellington Road, Stockport, if I remember.
Yeah,
I remember that bit, but I don't remember you. I mean, we had a few drummers, and as I said to you earlier, before we started recording, I remember the ones that were bad. So you must have been good, otherwise I would have remembered you.
Well, I must have been early on in the night. I mustn't have had a lot to drink that night then. No, but as well, when you had the shop, Procom, with Jason.
Yeah.
You was at the top of Stamford Street, and I had a furniture shop at the bottom. So I used to, and I was just starting out with the missus then doing karaoke and DJ.
Right.
So I used to come in the shop a lot as well.
While we're on the subject of DJing and whatnot, I don't know where this question's come from, but what are your musical tastes and influences?
Yeah.
Anything with a guitar. If it's got a guitar and drums in it, I'm there. I don't like rap and I don't like pop.
Right. Have you got what's your favourite song?
Oh, God.
Oh, artist, probably be easy.
Yeah.
But if you're saying guitar artist, I mean, you're going to be under the same sort of banner as I am, really, so you're probably bit of rock.
Mostly rock and metal, yeah.
Yeah. No, I've seen pictures of you, mate, with your hair back in the day. You were definitely into metal. Have you seen that picture, George?
Oh, you'll have to get one and put it on the social.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this.
Done.
Yeah.
So, listen, going back to Celtic and your role here, by the way.
Yep.
So, are you here every Saturday?
Every Saturday and Tuesday.
So, it's match.
When we're at home, yeah.
Yeah.
So, what's the process when you're working away? I mean, I work in video. And there's a van full of gear. I mean, what about you?
I just have my rucksack with all my gear in it. I get to the ground, get my iVis on, set my cameras up, one behind each net.
Yeah.
Either put them on the floor, on the boards, or high up in the stands.
How long does that process take?
Anywhere between half an hour and... Well, about half an hour, really. Get one in the ground or one in the stands or something like that. Check the view, turn it off, run to the other end of the pitch, check that, put that one in, check that one. Then I have my handheld one, and then the players come out, video them warming up and stuff, and then 5 minutes before kickoff, I go back to the cameras and turn them on and press record.
Yeah. How many times have you forgot to press record, Mike?
None, actually, but I've actually loads of times put it on time-lapse.
Oh, have you?
And you can't reverse the time-lapse, so...
Kevin, while we're here...
Yes.
Have you pressed record?
Yes. Yes, we don't have to do it again.
Okay.
It is annoying, especially when I've recorded something and recorded a goal and it's in time-lapse and there's no reversing it. But what I have a habit of doing is, because I can talk and I like to talk to other fans and stuff, and in the last game I missed two goals because I was too busy talking.
Right.
So, no, but on that note though, when you do the filming around the match, do you stand pitch side and interview anybody yourself?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Do you do the chat, the chit chat yourself there?
At the start of the game, like tomorrow for instance, I'll go in the stand and speak to our supporters and see if they'll give us score predictions for the game and stuff.
Yeah.
And then on the when a game's running, I just stand chatting to people. Not talking to him, you know, for the YouTube.
Yeah.
Just chatting about anything.
Yeah.
And that's why I end up missing goals.
Who is it, Cammy, that famously missed the goal?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a penalty. Is it Jeff?
I don't know, Jeff, is it?
Yeah.
So we've got a YouTube channel. You know that, don't you, George?
Have we? I don't know. I don't know, Kevin, have we?
Did you miss that one?
I must have done, Jeff. For me, right, is this is my passion. Podcasting is my passion, and the football, is that your passion, or have you ever had any other passions in life that you didn't get to pursue that you wanted to pursue?
I was a keen musician with my son just before lockdown. We were getting together and stuff, and the house that I moved into, we built a recording studio upstairs.
Oh, okay.
And put loads of stuff in it. Actually recorded a few songs and put them on Spotify. But then during COVID, we never really got to see each other and stuff, and it just fizzled out.
Oh.
Now it's just storage.
What's your son play?
Well, he's annoying because he can pick any instrument up and just learn it.
He's one of them, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Connor, he's excellent on the acoustic, electric, bass, drums.
I hate him. I hate people like that. There was always some like that in my group.
He released an EP about 10 years ago, maybe less than that. And in the singer-songwriter charts, it got to number 7.
Oh, right.
Above, I'm sure it was Coldplay and Ed Sheeran. So,
wow.
Only lasted about a day, but...
that's a name drop, that.
Oh, it was, yeah.
Yeah, clang.
Yeah. Yep.
Going back to your Stalybridge Celtic footage, editing. Now, I do a lot of editing.
Yeah.
How are you finding that?
Right, so once I've finished the game, I pack up all the cameras and then get home, and then I transfer all the footage from the memory cards onto my computer, stick it into my software, put it all in, and then trim it all down, because each camera behind the net records for a solid 2 hours for the game.
And you've got to sync that up, really, haven't you?
Yeah. So, but luckily, the footage that I capture, it's 2 hours on either net, so there's 4 hours, and then the handheld stuff, which is about an hour, maybe less. And so I cut out, I just skim through it, pick out all the goals and trim that, and then save them.
I know. You're going to get something that's in the podcast now. It's called a bit of a tangent.
Yeah.
Do you ever have something like, have you ever used drones?
So I haven't got a drone, but Connor has.
Right.
Because he's the photographer here.
Yeah.
So what he does now and again, he'll come here, like today, when it's quiet, put the drone in the centre circle and fly it around and get some shots and stuff and get some really nice pictures and that.
Before we go, and Jordan jumps on his final questions of this little rogue podcast, do you want to tell us about any future fixtures that anybody needs to be aware of?
Yes, well, obviously, I don't know when this podcast is going out, but every other Saturday, we're at home, 3 o'clock kickoff, and Tuesday nights, 7:45 kickoff. So just check the socials when we're here.
Yeah, and the YouTube channel.
YouTube channel.
And your face is on it as well, Jordan, even there at the moment.
Yeah, at the moment.
So before we sign off, now we normally do a joke off. Jordan, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. So, Mike.
Yes.
He knows this anyway, doesn't he?
We normally do a joke off, as you know.
Yes.
What do you think of our jokes, Mike?
What do you think of our jokes?
Terrible.
Mike, you're our guest today. Do you want to go for it? Give us your best dad right. joke.
I haven't got a new one.
Oh, you need a new one?
No, I haven't got one.
Oh, is that it? All right, come on.
Right, OK. My wife told me to take the spider out rather than killing it. So we went and went out and had some drinks. Turns out, this kid's a web designer.
Oh, I'm nicking that for our next podcast.
Right, so to recap, the whole concept of my podcast is me following my dream. So eventually interview my radio idol, Amanda Holden. Which leads me nicely on to my next question. Have you got Amanda Holden's number in your phone book?
Unfortunately not, no.
Oh. Right, well, go then, shall we? Stuff him. See you, mate. Bye.
See you, mate. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Are we going to go have a kickabout before we go? Ladies and gentlemen, we're off. We're going to go and have a kickabout. Say goodbye, Jordan.
Goodbye, Jordan.
Say goodbye, Mike.
Goodbye, Jordan.